Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Johnny Berardino. Batting third. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Wally Judnick. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willard Brown. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jake Early. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Moncrief. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Moncrief. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pat Cooper. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Gene Handley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. And now, play ball. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino bunts towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Dillinger moves to second. One out. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner strikes out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey strikes out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up towards short. Joost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willard Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chapman. The throw from Early and he is safe. Chapman steals second. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Suter reaches second base with a double. Chapman scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early strikes out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief hits a pop-up towards first. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dillinger strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0-for-1 in the game. McCoskey hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0-for-0 in the game. Berardino hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0-for-1 in the game. Leaner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Leaner reaches second base with a double. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-1 in the game. Judnick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ray Coleman now playing left field. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pat Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vallow. The throw from Early and he is safe. Vallow steals second. Pat Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper strikes out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger juggles the ball. That's an error on Dillinger. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Willard Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the mound. Fowler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 1 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 1 in the game. Moncrief strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fowler moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 2 in the game. Joost strikes out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Brown settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Dillinger takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 0 for 1 in the game. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillinger moves to second. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Lehner strikes out. One out. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dillinger scores. Berardino moves to second. It's Browns, 1, Athletics, 1. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards second. Suter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pat Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lehner. Cooper reaches second base with a double. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Judnick settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 2 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berardino scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. the Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 2 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willard Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley juggles the ball. That's an error on Handley. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0 for 2 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0 for 2 in the game. Moncrief strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 2 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Handley reaches second base with a double. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fowler strikes out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Judnick scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCoskey for the out. Handley moves to third. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Joost. The throw from Early and he is safe. Joost steals second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vallow takes first base on ball 4. Pat Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berardino hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Leaner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Leaner reaches second base with a double. Berardino moves to third. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Berardino scores. Leaner scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 3 in the game. Judnick hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Willard Brown. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla hits a fly ball into left field. McCoskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing right field. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 0-for-3 in the game. Early hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Moncrief is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moncrief is 0-for-3 in the game. Moncrief hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dillinger. The throw from Guerra and he is safe. Dillinger steals second. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Berardino hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. Berardino reaches second base with a double. Dillinger scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. Lehner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Gene Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Handley hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Binks pinch hits for Dick Fowler. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a fly ball into right field. Zarrilla settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.